Welcome back to Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Should a county clerk be forced against her Christian conscience to issue licenses for same-sex wedding couples? Well, the courts are saying yes, unfortunately. Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel joins us now to talk about the case of a courageous magistrate in Kentucky. Matt, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Okay, so tell us about Kim Davis of Kentucky.
Well, Kim Davis has been an employee of the county clerk's office in Round County for 27 years. She was the elected clerk in November of 2014 last year, elected by the people. She's doing her job well. She's going to have a $1.5 million surplus that she's saving the county this year. 4.5 years ago, her life was radically changed. She's a before and after type of person, before Christ and after Christ. And 4.5 years ago, because of her mother-in-law's dying wish that she would attend a church, she went to a church, and on that first time there, she heard a pastor preaching about forgiveness and grace from the book of Galatians, and she gave her life to the Lord, and she's been radically changed. And it's from that conviction and relationship with Christ that she cannot violate her conscience now that she's being told she needs to issue a marriage license that is contrary to God's definition of marriage, because these marriage licenses have her name fixed on the license. It's a permanent record in Kentucky for all time, and it can be displayed as she's the one who licensed something that is contrary to God. And for her, she said it's a heaven or hell decision. It's a decision regarding obedience, and it's a decision she simply can't make lightly. So she cannot violate her conscience, and that's what's at issue right now. They want her to violate her conscience. There's about 130 locations that you can get marriage licenses in Kentucky. So the issue has never been about getting a marriage license for these plaintiffs. The issue is about forcing Kim Davis to violate her conscience to give them a marriage license. That's the issue, and that should be the wake-up call around the country, because our religious freedom is definitely in the crosshairs.
Well, of those 130 or whatever the specific number you just gave, how many of them would be willing to go ahead and give a same-sex marriage license?
Well, a number of them would be. Yeah. Many of them just do what they think they're supposed to do. Some of them have conscience convictions just like Kim Davis, but they're not as strong, and they just do it to protect their job. But there's a lot of other locations, no question about it, that could get these licenses. But I think not only Kim Davis, but others that have religious conscience objections ought to be accommodated.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the price that she's willing to pay?
Well, she is not willing to jeopardize her conscience. That's number one. Number two, she's not wanting to step down. The people elected her, and they want her there as the county clerk. So, that puts her in a catch-22. What's the consequences? I don't know what the consequences are. She's made a decision that she's standing firm on her conscience.
Now, I understand that this has been brought before the courts, and even the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the case, which had ruled against her in a lower court. Therefore, it stands against her, correct?
Well, what stands against her is a preliminary injunction telling her that she needs to issue a marriage license. What we were requesting is, while this case is on appeal, which it's still pending, by the way, on appeal, that the enforcement of that injunction be stayed so that it's not enforced during the pendency of the appeal, which will take several months. That's what was before the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court declined to give the stay, which is unfortunate because they caused this mess 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And they are, individuals that knew this was coming, and they should have stayed the case, but they didn't, and so here's where we are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on TV, and I'm confused by what you said. As I think about this, I wonder how could there even be an appeal since the Supreme Court basically has said no to her case. So can you explain this more in layman's language where the case goes from here?
Well, the lower court judge has issued a preliminary order saying that she needs to issue marriage licenses. We appealed that, and that's pending on appeal. That's never been briefed or argued yet. It's yet to be done. It'll take several months to complete that appeal.
Okay.
What we have done is we asked that that particular order be stayed so that it's not enforceable during the pendency of the appeal, because otherwise it would violate her conscience over the next several months, and once that happens, it's pointless to go back. So the lower court judge issued a stay until August 31. We wanted it to be extended throughout the entire time frame of the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And we took it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they declined to do that. So we'll go back at some point in time, but in the meantime, they could have resolved this temporarily and not violated a person's conscience. So now we're at a point in time where she's being called back into court to answer whether she should be held in contempt of the original court order.
Wow. If somebody is held in contempt, especially if they're a, you know, an official of a state, even when it's an elected position, could they theoretically go to jail if they're held in contempt of court? Could she go to jail over this?
Yeah, there's all different kinds of varieties and levels of penalties that a judge could impose, and that's up to the judge within certain parameters, of course. It's not unlimited, but some of those include penalties, financial. It could include incarceration for a period of time.
Wow.
So the consequences are pretty significant.
Wow. Okay, so in the meantime, what is she doing from day to day? She's basically doing her job, except she's not allowing, you know, she's not violating her conscience by issuing same-sex wedding licenses.
Yeah, she's not issuing any licenses. She is doing her job. She goes in under exceptional pressure every day. She is getting death threats. The threats include beating up her husband, raping her in the presence of her husband, burning down her home, bringing a gun in and killing her and all the staff members in the clerk's office.
This is all from the forces of tolerance, I understand?
Yeah, these are all the forces of, these are all from the tolerant people that, and, you know, we've got death threats. We had a police officer at Liberty Counsel office today, and while the officer was here, we got another death threat while he was here. We've got death threats of having our attorneys carried out of Kentucky in body bags. So, I mean, this is the kind of face of this very intolerant agenda that's out there, and people need to wake up. This is very, very intolerant. This is very, very dehumanizing, and these are people that want to dehumanize you so much that they could kill you and think that they're doing God a service. That's the kind of agenda that we have here. Now, at the same time, Kim Davis has been radically transformed by Christ, and she doesn't reciprocate with animosity. Mm-hmm. She has no animosity against anyone. Mm-hmm. In fact, she has taken cold glasses of water out to some of the protesters that are protesting against her to relieve them during the Kentucky heat.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, so where does the case go from here?
Well, the next step is before the same judge, and the question is what kind of imposition of penalty will he find. If he finds any, will he find her in contempt of court? We don't know. We're going to argue that she's not, but at the same time, that's what the next step is. And then beyond that, of course, is the continuation of the appeal.
You know, I would think that the other side is trying to make an example of her. You know, violate, you know, if you speak out against same-sex marriage, then this is what's going to happen to you. Boom, 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 especially if you're a public official.
Oh, yeah. They're making an example of her. Like I said, if they wanted a license, they could have gotten one weeks ago. It's not about that. It's about forcing anyone who has a conscience conviction, a religious liberty, or a religious conviction to not only put that aside, but to literally shred it and to force someone to participate in the ceremony itself. In this case, to affix one's name permanently to a license, to license something that is contrary to God's definition of marriage.
You know, this reminds me of the statement from Paul in Romans 1 where he says, not only do these people do these bad things, but they want you to endorse their bad behavior.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are some people who actually participate and they want you to endorse it. There's other people who don't, but they want you to endorse this other bad behavior. So there's some people that stand on the sidelines and applaud, but they want you to participate in it. So this is not just be silent and get out of my way, let me do what I want. This is speak up and speak up favorably and participate. I want you to celebrate in the dance. I want you to celebrate in the wedding. I want you to participate in the ceremony. I want you name on my license. I want you, Kim Davis, I want you to put your name on my license to do something that you think is evil.
Conscience be darned.
Is unbiblical.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. Matt Staver, keep up the great work. LC.org for more information. Thank you for joining us. God bless.
Thank you.